Hey, Danica, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. I'm interviewing you, so I can't get any better than that today.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you've become the queen of holiday movies of late. How many holiday movies have you now done?
I believe it's 11. Yes, one for Lifetime, seven for Hallmark, and now this is my third for Great American Family Channel.
Well, tell us about this one, a Cinderella Christmas Ball. What's it about?
Yeah, so I play a dance teacher from Chicago who never knew my birth father. My mother died when I was young, and at the beginning of the movie, I find a picture of my birth mother that I'd never seen before. She's wearing a wedding dress, and she's holding a man's hand, and on the back it says Havenshire, and it gives the date that's 9 months before I was born. I'm like, oh my gosh, this must be my father. So
Wow.
I go to Havenshire in search of my father, just to see if I can find anything about him or maybe some, I don't know, like cousins that I have or whatever. And while I'm there, it's a little more difficult than I thought. I get a job teaching the prince there how to do this waltz that he has to do for the Cinderella Christmas Ball, which is coming up. The reason it's called the Cinderella Christmas Ball is because he has to dance with various royal ladies and then choose his bride, just like in the movie Cinderella. There's no choices that he wants, and his mother is insisting on it. And so he ends up helping me with my emotional search for my family. I'm helping him learn this waltz, and it's a beautiful, really fun, very romantic movie. I'm sure you can guess how it ends up. Of course, I love Cinderella. What little girl didn't growing up?
Right.
And I love a good mystery, and I love romance. And so it was really fun to help write this. And this is my first of these movies that I have a writing credit on.
Is that something you
Exciting, yeah.
dreamt of doing more of?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I love the entire creative process. That's one of the things people are like, oh, why did you leave Hallmark and go to Great American Family? Part of it is because I get to be so involved in these movies now. I'm very involved in choosing, developing, writing, casting, editing. It airs on November 29th, which is the day
Right.
after Thanksgiving on Great American Family Channel. And I will be live posting on X for those who like social media. But it's the day after Thanksgiving. So for some people, it's the first acceptable day to celebrate Christmas.
Well, it's really interesting how you described your partnership with Great American Family. It sounds like you're describing a Great American Family. Is it that kind of atmosphere there at the network?
Oh, for sure. Well, and Bill Abbott, he ran Hallmark Channel for 20 years. He really created this whole genre, or revived it, and created it for cable. And so then he started Great American Family, and I'm like, yes, sign me
And here
up.
we are. It amazes me how many people are just so totally into holiday movies. And there are a handful of you, like you and Cameron, and even Mario Lopez, who just seem to embrace it. You've become the stars of that genre. And was that all by design?
I think part of the appeal of, like, part of why it works for someone like me or Candace Cameron Bure is because we were child stars and
Yeah.
the people watching these movies grew up watching us. And so there's a certain kind of nostalgia that gets attached to us just because of what we did as kids that helps to bring extra warm and fuzzies to these movies. And that's what you want. Like, that's part of it, right? It makes you just feel all like cozy and happy and nostalgic, and so I feel so blessed to be able to bring that to people.
I've seen some interviews you've done talking about after you left Wonder Years. It had to be difficult for you because then all of a sudden you're out, and then what do you do? And am I right? You said math saved you?
Well, yeah, it wasn't so much what do I do, because I knew what I was going to do. I was going to go and be a math major, but I just thought everyone else would move on as well, and they didn't. Like, everywhere I went, people recognized me from the Wonder Years. And you start wondering, like, who else would I be? And who else, like, what would my value be if I didn't have this? And so for me, math did help me tremendously to feel valuable and to have an identity that was separate from the Wonder Years. So it was great for me. And now I am acting again, of course, but what's great is that I can help kids in math now. I have 11 math books.
Oh,
I've been
my.
writing them for 15 years. They're all at mckellarmath.com. And the whole point is making math accessible and fun and entertaining. I love entertainment. I love math. I want to make math entertaining. And they make great Christmas presents, by
And apparently you
the
have embraced teaching as well. Am I right? You homeschooled your son Draco, right?
way. I do. Yeah, he's 14.
Oh my gosh. How do you have the time to do this? I mean, I see why celebrities hire nannies and they hardly ever see your kids, but you're not like that.
I'm not like that, but here's the thing. For better or worse, his dad and I divorced when he was a year and a half. So we share custody. And so when I have him half the time, and when I have him, he has my attention. He has my attention. When I don't have him, I am a workaholic. I'm like, I'm just super focused and working. So like when I do a movie, he'll come with me for the very beginning, but then once we start shooting, then he's with his dad, and then I get him for a couple of weeks when I come back, and I get to just focus on him. And he's amazing, and I just love being a mom so much. And it's tough only getting him half the time, but then I can be fully present with him. And since I homeschool him, I get him all day, you know. So I probably get to spend as much time with him as I would if he were going to school and his dad and I were still together. Look, we all are, you know, dealt a certain kind of hand, and you try to make the best of it. And I really feel like we've hit a great balance. And yeah, does he is his Is his homeschooling kind of stop and start? Yeah, it is. I don't know what, when he's with his dad, he's doing piano, he's doing graphics, he's doing like history. When he's with me, he's doing math and science and English. And so is he getting a good education? I hope so.
What's next on the horizon? Are you always two or three steps ahead? You're working on another script or anything?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've got a movie that's actually going to be announced, I think today or tomorrow, that we just finished shooting for Great American Family for the spring, but I don't think I can say it yet because I'm not sure if it's been announced.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you again later. Thank you, Danica,
That's
so
great.
much for your time.
Thank you so much.